Do you know the story of Moshe Feinstein? You know the story of Moshe Feinstein? Chaim, you know the story? Moshe Feinstein was just a couple of years before he was Nifta. The story of Moshe Feinstein was going down the stairs of Yeshiva and he looked around and he didn't realize that somebody was looking. But he thought, he looked around and he said, I don't know what he was looking. He went onto the floor and he picked up tissues, dirty tissues from the floor. Dirty tissues from the floor, yeah. Yeah. Longer more, yes, we're not going to finish it tonight. But I don't think, yeah, perhaps, no. Okay, good. We're going to be talking a little bit more about the subject which we discussed yesterday, which is what's the halacha of foods which were not prepared for the sake of Pesach, but don't contain any chametz ingredients. Yeah, that's really what it is.
And prepare with chametz kedem.
Perhaps. Yeah. Probably.
There'll always be a cultural element.
But it's a cultural problem. It's cooked before Pesach.
Do you want to meet it on Yavesh
for Yavesh?
Therefore, I think it's a problem. So the Shulchan Aruch holds that it's not a problem. You can have all the foods which were prepared before Pesach. The equivalent, what would be a food that is prepared before Pesach? Not Lashem Pesach. What would be a good example for that? It's commercial. In commercial world, that could certainly exist. Yeah. What, is any shayla of chometz and mayonnaise? And therefore, what will the central heating? What will the central heating affect? And therefore, but if why is the chom? Ah, you mean because in other sites, other parts of the site, they make. Yeah. You don't have to be machmir, but the Ramah comes along and he says, "Yeah, you've got to be machmir," and he says two reasons. One reason is because what you were mentioning, that it could be that there's particles of chometz there. Are you going to say batel b'sheshem? It's true, batel b'sheshem works before Pesach, but wouldn't work on Pesach. Rama, again, is machmi on chayz v'ne. So even if it was batel b'sheshem, it's going to wake up suddenly and be also. So that's point number one in the opinion of the Rama. Point number two of the Rama is something we didn't discuss yet, but that is that there is a general rule, and that's what you touched on that a minute ago, there's a general rule that any keli, If you look any standard keli, you can assume that it was used last time more than 24 hours ago. And therefore, if you look at a spoon in your house, you're going to say that it was used 24 hours ago. If you take a pot in your house, you're going to say that it was more than 24 hours. Why does that make a difference? Because that makes a difference. If it's more than 24 hours ago, that means that the bleis inside it, which may be the chometz inside the pot, is going to be over 24 hours old, which makes it therefore nois and tam lifkam over 24, and it won't affect it. His nois and tam lifkam is mutter. Any bleis, any particles of chometz which are over 24 hours old, we're going to say stam keli ini ben yoyim, and it's going to be mutter. However, when it comes to Pesach, there is a rule that we say that the Ramah holds that stam keli. We don't say stam keli in a b'yomel, and on the contrary, any keli that you see, chometz is still there and it's still strong, and therefore any keli that were used, you have to assume that, you know, the keli. If you take a potato and you cook it in a random saucepan in your house, you're going to have to say that it's not full of chometz. Although it may have been used more than 24 hours ago, but we're going to assume that it wasn't, and it was used recently.
Unless you know.
Okay, page 50 on top. V'chein, and similarly, kol davar shemevashlim b'klei chometz, any food which is cooked in a chometz keli, kagoin, such as yain mevushel, cooked wine, we're going to call it, yeah, cooked wine. So any cooked food, the chedoim and similar. In other words, any cooked food is also per Pesach. Why? Because we're going to assume that perhaps some chametz got there. So Rabbi said, the rule of, it's very important. This is why we're going, that's why we're spending hundreds of pounds before Pesach. Hundreds or probably thousands? I think, yeah, probably. That's why we're spending thousands of pounds before Pesach. Why are we buying coffee, which is kosher le Pesach? Why? Why on earth? Why are we buying, yeah, mayonnaise, which is kosher le Pesach? Why are we buying, what else?
Everything.
Yeah. Yeah, why are we buying all those? Why are we buying them? How, like, why are we buying it? So according to the answer to that is, it's an important, like I said, it's not stam. It's not stam. The answer for that question is, because the Ramah teaches over here that any cooked food, the Ramah says, you have to assume perhaps he got, perhaps there's chametz there. Perhaps there's chametz there, you don't know. Unless he was making an, was made in an environment which is specifically kosher lePesach. What could be another example of things like that? Try to think of what else. Yeah, I think the drinks, perhaps. Dried, yeah. Nuts.
All the ingredients.
Yeah, nuts is a bit different, but yeah.
All the ingredients that you bake with.
Yeah. Pardon?
The ingredients that you bake with, sugar.
Yeah. So why are you saying that they're cooked foods? Because we were talking about cooked foods. Yeah, the answer is they are processed, absolutely. This is one of the things. I heard that from my brother-in-law, who heard from Diane Westheim. He said that we nowadays, did I mention that? That if you buy wheat, a bag of wheat, or flour. Flour is chametz. Yeah. Why is flour chametz? Because it was washed. So you can probably sell it to the goy, if you, perhaps, I don't know, you can probably sell it to the goy, perhaps. Some people are leaning to sell it. I asked once, you can probably sell it to the goy, but it is chametz. I mean, I don't know if it's chametz gomo, but... Okay, so that's the reason is because we assume that perhaps he got in touch with chametz unless he was done in a chametz-free environment. However, but beyond of achen yesh lehokel boy, but on yomtiv achen shel pesach can be lenient. Oh, that's a very big chiddush. Have you ever heard of people who are more lenient on the last day of Pesach?
Well,
gebrocht. Gebrocht, yeah. Some people are gebrocht. What else? Is other coolest on the last day. Naftali, have you heard of any people who are more have got certain leniencies on achen shel pesach? Does they've got any leniencies on the last day of Pesach? Some people have got leniencies. Yeah, they mish. Some people, that's right. Some chsidim, or some makpidim. Some people don't mish over Pesach. They don't eat by anybody else's house. And whatever the reason may be, on Achen Shal Pesach, they are more lenient than they will do. Yeah, that's right. Many chsidim have got that milik. So here we're finding as well that normally foods, which you don't know if they got in touch or not, you know, over Pesach it's also, but on Achen Shal Pesach you could be lenient. Now, the Bialoch brings the Pri Chodosh, who is very bogus with that. And he said, it doesn't make any sense. Look at the bottom of your Achen. He brings in the Bialoch, not in the Mishnah, Bialoch, he says, I'm a Pri Chodosh, I'm a Pach Begat the Kula, the Makilim, Bezer, Biyomt of Achen. He said, it doesn't make any sense. And he says, the Osil is Zulibay, so that people are going to be mezalzel in it, people are going to be disregarding this. What does he mean? What are they going to be disregarding? Yeah, you can't start saying Achen Shel Pesach, you can do things differently. Pri Chodosh says, how can you say something is also throughout the old Pesach, bang, it comes to the last day of Pesach, you can't be lenient. It's very misleading. It's a misleading message. Now, Achen Shel Pesach is also midrabon, like any other day. Chometz is also, Balimotz is also, all the halachas of the other days of Pesach apply, surely also, on Achen Shel Pesach. So Pri Chodosh disagrees. And I think that many Yidden are machmi on this Pri Chodosh, and they won't be applying any kolos on the last day of Pesach.
Is there a difference because of minhag?
Perhaps you're saying that if it's something which is not machlokas, but it's a minhag only, perhaps you could be making on the last day. Perhaps. I mean, I would argue that the Bialochas Svara, or the Pri Chodosh, would apply for that as well. If that's the established minhag in that particular community or family, to be makbid on something, then don't change that on Achen Shel Pesach. Osel is Lezulebe. Achen Shel Pesach is also. The minhag itself is to be lenient on the last day, you're saying. Well, yeah, Gebok is, it's a minhag which is based on perhaps a halacha. But it's a minhag, it's certainly a minhag. Yeah, so you're saying that minhag may perhaps is melechatchila established only for, and not for the last day of Pesach. I'm finding it a bit difficult, but yeah. All right, let's continue. What happens if you've got a food which was cooked in a non-kosher Pesach environment, which we said now is also, so it will be an example for that. What did you just say? You put some very good examples. Something which was not made, what? Non-kosher Pesach environment, cooked. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Perhaps. Okay. Let's talk a random case. What did you mention before? Yeah. I don't know about nuts. Nuts a bit different. Nuts a bit different. Why don't we just talk about you know, juices, drinks? They're not cooked, but they're pasteurized. Yeah, there's a cooking process. Yeah. So let's say, why can't you just buy Tesco's own apple juice? Why can't you? Now, orange juice, they did do, right? Kosher Pesach. One second, I don't think they did last year. Did they do last year? They did? Yeah. Kosher Pesach, it did taste very different. Did you notice? It did taste very different. Yeah. So now if you've got, what? So if you've got, okay, let's take a bit of apple juice, which is a random generic apple juice from Tesco, which we said was made in a non-kosher Pesach environment. We said it's also, because you have to assume perhaps some chametz got in touch with it and whatever. Now, it's also. Now, what happens if you take a bit of that apple juice and by mistake, you put some of it into your...
You made a cake with some...
Yeah, that's right. You made a cake and you poured some apple juice in there. That's right. Or you poured a bit into the into another food. What way could you pour apple juice into a... whatever. You poured some of it into... Will the food become also now or not? On Pesach? Would you go that far and say that it becomes also? The food becomes also? Yeah? You'd say we go that far. We don't know for sure there was chametz in it. We don't know for sure. We just... Machmeh. So here the Rama says, V'u'adin, last line, V'u'adin in Simon, Imisarev mashu b'dvorim eilu b'zeich ha'machlev, a bit of that. Yes, a mashu, some of it, ended up in a food, she'ein le'achmeh, we are not stringent, le'esoy to forbid that ha'rovis this mixture. Ken nirali, so holds the Rama. And he's lenient in that. So two leniencies so far. One leniency is Achon Shel Pesach. Second leniency is if that itself gets mixed up into a second food. Top of page Chavah. V'yesh machmirim le'istapik mechoy metziayin. Here comes the wine vinegar. Some are stringent and they hold. It's a new shaila now. V'yesh machmirim le'istapik mechoy metziayin. Some are stringent to forbid wine vinegar. Shemistapki memenu kol hashana. If you take wine vinegar, and that's your source the whole year. To why would you use wine vinegar? For what? Salads or a bit of... that's right. You add a bit of for taste and food. So now, if you use that, I don't know what kind of container it was, in what kind of container it was used. But you've got a wine vinegar, which you're using for the whole year round. And you want to use that on Pesach as well. Can you use it on Pesach or not? There's no chametz. Yeah. So the Rama says, "Yesh machmirin some astringent. They stop it from chametz yain. Do not take from the wine vinegar. She mistapik in a kolosher. Draw from the whole year from it. Why the chashinon? We're concerned. Shema nosnu boy min anisha min asuda. Perhaps when you dipped your challah, you had a bit of challah. You put it into the wine vinegar, and perhaps you didn't take the whole challah out. Perhaps some crumbs of the challah end up in the wine vinegar." Ve'lifamim, and at times, yesh b'ur lechem, there is inside a bit of crumbs of bread in it. So therefore, you cannot use it. So Rabbi Yisai, I would like to suggest that you can compare this to a bit similar shayla. Have you ever had a shayla of something which is clearly not chametz steak, but you use it for with chametz? What would be an example for that?
Use it.
Very good. Absolutely. Will be absolute butter. Yeah, perfect. Butter or any dips really, or any what else could it be? I don't know. Mayonnaise. I don't know. And you know what? You know, there's no. It's kosher Pesach. It even may be produced kosher Pesach, but you may have used it together with chometz. Here is the halacha, gentlemen. Here's the halacha. That what? That yesh machmir, we don't use the wine vinegar which was used all year round because perhaps some chametz ended up in it, puru lechem, some crumbs of bread ended up in it. Therefore, don't use it. But the story is not finished yet, because of mekoymos elu in those places, says the Rama, she'ena chametz motzu, in the place that they don't have a lot of vinegar, there's not a lot of wine vinegar around, like in Krakow, lo yoisi machmir mezeh. I saw people are not stringent on that. He says, if it's hard to get hold of this man, of this wine vinegar, you can be lenient. So what does that teach us? And I want to say even more than that. The Mishnah in the Sifkot Samechah says something interesting. We're concerned about the wine vinegar that perhaps has some crumbs of bread in it. If you sieved it before Pesach, mutter, it's permitted. So what does that teach us? If you've got that wine vinegar and you sieved it beforehand,
it's more than marshu, but it's less than
synanon. I think if you sieved it, the assumption is, tell me how you learn, but I think that if you sieved it, that means we're assuming that it's absolutely chometz free. We're not concerned about time, we're concerned about crumbs. And if you sieved it, there's no more crumbs. That's interesting what you're suggesting. Because I didn't learn like that.
It's taking it to the maximum extreme of the kula with regards to the Batal Rishishim kind of marshahu discrepancy between Erev Pesach and Pesach.
Right. That's interesting. The voice says, is that how you learn as well? But do you think that after what the Mishnah Berurah says, that if you sift this wine vinegar, it's permitted? Do you understand this Mishnah Berurah, like I did, that there's no more chametz inside it, and it's completely chametz free? Or do you feel that it means that there might still be tiny, tiny, tiny pieces in there? But why should it be mutter then? Why would the Ramah be matir, according to you? But we are machmir normally on. The Ramah wants to be machmir. Because it's only chashash. Why? Well, no, there is. It's called levada, there is. Because you did use it all year round. Okay, because I'll tell you how I wanted to apply it. So if you've got your butter that you're mentioning, what would be the locha if you cut off
the top layer
of the butter? Can you use this butter then on Pesach? Or what about the mayonnaise? Okay, you use the mayonnaise for... Don't look, just close your eyes and go for it. You think that it's okay? Should be okay. So again, let me just go through the Ramah. Ramah says, wine vinegar, which was used all year round, you may not use, because perhaps there's crumbs inside it. We said that's quite similar to the butter. It's the mayonnaise. Ramah says, if you are in a place where there's not a lot of wine vinegar, you can't be lenient. The Mishnah Berurah adds, if you cleaned it, it's fine as well. If you sieved this wine vinegar, it's fine. So I would like to apply that. Perhaps, what do you think about the butter? If you cut off the top layer of the butter, can you now use this butter, which was...
That's better than sieving.
It's even better than sieving.
Like,
yeah, it's like, although, perhaps you're going to argue. I don't know, what do you think? What do you think?
There's no foolproof, is it?
Could be there's crumbs on the side. Yeah. And I think that the reason why you're right, Halach Lemaise, is because the Ramah's words was, with the Koimois Elu in those places, in a Choymetz Motsui, place where the vinegar is rare and uncommon, hard to get hold of, people are lenient. Nowadays, whether it's the mayonnaise or the butter, or whether it is any dips like that, it's not hard to get hold of. It's not hard to get hold of, and therefore, the whole reason to be lenient doesn't apply, yeah. Naftali says a very good svar as well. He said the butter to hold chametz is much more likely than the wine vinegar. Is that what you're saying? Because the wine vinegar, you're not putting the chametz inside it. It's not the way you're meant to deal with it. Really, you're meant to take some wine vinegar with some sort of unidentified kind of keli, which is not chametz steak necessarily, and you're putting that on the plate or on the cup or whatever it is, and there shouldn't really be chametz in the container of wine vinegar. I think the opposite. Oh,
right.
I see.
You were careful how you removed it from the actual lump.
Okay, but how? Like, I don't know what the butter looks like in your house, but I know how it looks like in my house. All right. Okay. Is there likely to be chametz there? No, under normal circumstances, it shouldn't be.
Yeah, if you're careful in that way.
Yeah, okay. Are we careful on that? Yeah, it's a svara. Okay, I want to compare it. You've got a svara l'chalik. Halacha l'maaseh, Rabbi say it's anyway not right because of the reasons that we just mentioned now. One more point. Oydish machmirin, d'chadchile shalimalois, min yain, mechomet, yain, toch shloshim pesach, v'lekili chomet. The halacha is not to l'chadchile fill wine or wine vinegar within 30 days before Pesach, b'klei chometz, with chometz dekelim. Don't use chometz dekelim for something you're going to be using on Pesach. That's really interesting. Imagine the case over here is that you're using bowls, kelim, which are chometz dekelim, but they're clean. And here is the point, clean kelim. And you're using that for something which is going to be used on Pesach. Is that a problem, yes or no? Again, clean chametz stick kelim. Won't be an application nowadays for that. You're using a chametz stick keli, which is clean, a jug. Yeah.
And you want to transfer it from...
Yeah, and you want to use that for Pesach. But you know it's clean. Is that a problem or not? You know what? You're making on Erev Pesach in the Pesach kitchen. You're making a cake or you're cooking something, and you need some water, and you just happen to have no kosher Pesach keli available. What you're doing now is you're taking water from the tap from a chametz stick keli. You're not putting it down. You're not putting it. And you know it's completely clean. You look at it under the magnifying. You know there's no chametz there. You're pouring water in it, and you're now taking that water in a chametz stick clean keli, and you're putting it into your cooking. Is that okay? Yes or no? So here, the Rama is telling us you don't do that from 30 days onwards until before Pesach. You don't do that. You can't do it. No, again, there's a minig is to machmir. I think it's a big chumra. Yeah, because of the sharp. Yeah, but wine isn't. Yain, if it's bechomet only, I'd agree with you. Yeah, but yain, I don't know. No wine, I don't know. Yain shouldn't be. Yeah. I don't know. A wine should be fine. I don't know. Lemaisa amekel or hefsid. If somebody is lenient, it's okay. But yeah, but kol shkein b'mokum shein yain bechomet motzi. If there is no wine or wine vinegar available, but yeah, but you can be lenient if that kind of place. Keni rali. So the Rama is mekel b'di'avad if need be. So Rabbi say. To recap what we covered this evening, we learned about that cooked foods, the Rama holds, that is, which was in cooked in a chometzing environment, is also on Pesach. You can be mekel b'diavad on achen shel Pesach, b'chodosh is machmir. We learned if one of those foods gets mixed into a second food, it will be okay. We're not machmir b'diavad that far. We learned about the wine vinegar and if you're using that the whole year round, then you shouldn't be using that for Pesach. Finally, we learned about the chametz dekeli, which was completely clean, but was used for Pesach. That's a problem as well. And b'diavad amekel hefsid, says the Rama. We'll continue with this Rama tomorrow. Be'ezer Hashem yisparach shemo. I wish you a very good evening.